Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dave Lee here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline with a couple of mayors. The mayor of Chanhassen is Elise Ryan. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. How are you? Doing great.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. And the mayor of Chaska is Mark Winchittle. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, I'm kind of excited about what you guys are going to be doing here. And let me go to you first, Mayor Ryan. We've been talking a lot about the cancellation of municipal fireworks displays. What's going to happen in Chanhassen?
Well, we're very excited as well. And we will start the 4th of July at 2:30. We'll be having we do this every year. We have our T-6 Thunder fly World War II era airplanes over the city of Chanhassen. So that will start at 2:30. And then at 10 o'clock tomorrow night, we will have our fireworks display. So it was something that was really important for our residents to still have that symbolism of celebrating the 4th of July. So we were happy to be able to continue with a longstanding tradition in our city.
Mayor Winchittle, what about Chaska?
You know, we're exactly the same as Mayor Ryan said about that. This is such a long-standing tradition that we've had here, and it's so important. We've had an emergency operations center, or an EOC, operating since March 9th, and we've put a lot of consideration on whether or not to call off. A lot of people called off their fireworks long ago. Chan did the same thing. They held on, and they said they were going to have them. But we never canceled them, but we never said they were still on until middle of late May. We decided that we were going to go ahead and do it. And I think that how we looked at it is that we now have to learn how to live with COVID. And we talked a lot about how our fireworks viewing area is very, very large and really can spread out. So we felt, just like Mayor Ryan said, it's important to our residents to be able to get out and do something. We have to put some normalcy back into our world a little bit. I mean, even though it's a little bit, that's 20 minutes to a half hour, but it's so, so important for our residents and everyone just to be able to get out and still see that some things are happening and going well.
Well, and being outdoors, obviously, as we've heard Dr. Ostrom tell us many times, is a key for a lot of us. I would ask you this, though, Mayor Ryan. What about mask wearing?
Well, we're closing our parks, so we're not encouraging people to come gather, per the guidelines of the governor and Minnesota Department of Health. So we're asking people to, stay home and enjoy them within their celebration. Or there's some areas that people will obviously be able to park their cars to see along some streets, but we're asking people to make sure that they social distance or stay in their car. But it was really important for us to close our parks down just to avoid any challenging situations, and we wanted to make sure that we were following the guidelines. So with people staying at home and enjoying the fireworks from kind of their safe area, then we don't have to worry about the mask wearing when it comes to the 4th of July celebration.
Mayor Winchittle, did you have any conversations with the governor's office on this at all?
We did not. Like I said, they left that to local jurisdictions. And, initially there was just a few. I think it was Chanhassen, Delano, and Lakeville. And we just kept watching and watching what the governor does. We have followed the governor's orders from the very beginning and really followed what he's laid out for us. So they've left that to local jurisdictions, and we felt that, like I said, we just still feel it's one of those things that you try to give back to the residents and try to create some normalcy. But to your question, no, we did not talk to the governors.
Hey, Mayor Ryan, I would ask you this as well. In COVID-19 times, what have the logistics been for the city of, in your case, Chanhassen, your meetings and your conversations? How has that gone for you?
Well, it's gone extremely well. We have a great team. We've worked well with the county as well as the state, but we really have a great city staff that has done a fantastic job coordinating. In terms of our council meetings, we held the majority of them early on remotely. So a lot of Zoom meetings, as everybody knows, that just became the way to communicate and operate. And so we did that, but we slowly started returning to normal, and we social distance within our council chambers. We have limited folks coming into those spaces. So, you know, we've managed, and I think we've done a really excellent job considering that challenging situation. But it's been a positive time for our city, and we've really worked well together thanks to the leadership of our city staff and our city council.
Hey, Mark, I have to ask you, in Chaska, as someone who sees reaction to everything you do as a mayor, as you certainly know, what has the feedback been on having the fireworks?
You know what? I've gotten more people that have talked to me that said that are very happy that we're having them, and they just feel excited again to be able to get back to something that says it's normal. I've only really gotten one email, and very, very nice lady that I responded to, and I told her how we looked at it, how we're going to handle it. And she said, thank you. And just, I hope that on your social sites that you still remind people about the social distancing and mask. And so we blast that constantly on our social media sites and our city website. So really, for everything that I've heard, it's all been positive. People are excited. Can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah. I would bet you mentioned normalcy. This is part of that. I would, you know, just kind of shooting one from left field here at you, if I may, Mayor Ryan, but as a former coach, former high school coach, what are you hearing about the fall season in Chaska for sports and for school? Who's going to make that final decision? That'll come from the state, obviously, but are you hearing anything?
You know, we're just waiting to follow the direction of the governor and what they decide in terms of returning to school. I know the Minnesota Department of Education put out a survey asking parents and families to, you know, respond on how the e-learning went for folks and some of the challenges that they face. But, you know, I think the overall sentiment is if it's safe, let's return to school. I think the kids need it. I hear from a lot of families in terms of youth sports. They're ready to get their kids back out on fields and in rinks and you know, having those activities again for the kids, because I think they really need it. So I think the overall sentiment is if it's safe, let's get the kids back and going and having them return to school, because I think it's good for their you know, mental health as well, and which is a huge component of this. So we love to see the kids out participating. They've started to do it now on soccer fields and some baseball and hockey as well. So it's good to see the kids out there competing and getting some exercise.
Hey, mayors, have a great July 4th. I'm sure you made a lot of people happy having those municipal celebrations tomorrow. I wish you a safe July 4th. Thanks for taking the time to take the call this morning.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Dave. Happy 4th of July.
You too. Thank you, Mayor Ryan. Thank you, Mayor Winchittle from Chaska and Chanhassen here on WCCL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.